I like to think there's something more than the patriotism and practical wisdom of the founding fathers. It's good to believe that maybe destiny held this new world republic to be the supreme example of representative democracy and ordered liberty by which humanity is inspired to higher achievement. It is idle to think we have attained perfection, but there is the satisfying knowledge that we hold orderly processes for making our government reflect the heart and mind of the republic. Ours is not only a fortunate people, but a very commonsensical people, with vision high, but their feet on the earth, with belief in themselves and faith in God. Whether enemies threaten from without or menaces arise from within, there is some indefinable voice saying, have confidence in the Republic. America will go on. Here is a temple of liberty no storms may shake. Here are the altars of freedom no passion shall destroy. It was American in conception, American in its building. It shall be American in the fulfillment. Sectional once, we're all American now, and we mean to be all Americans to all the world. I would not be my natural self if I did not utter my consciousness of my limited ability to meet your full expectations or to realize the aspirations within my own breast. But I'll gladly give all that is in me, all of heart, soul and mind and abiding love of country to serve us in our common cause. I can only pray to the omnipotent God that I may be as worthy in service as I know myself to be faithful in thought and purpose. One cannot give more.